When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, Kiss of Death Podcast. My name is Mike Brown.
Kiss of Death Podcast, number one Rockets podcast for Fans First Sports Network. We come to you live after every single home game, preseason, regular season, and hopefully postseason. Rockets lose their third straight tonight. They drop to 6-6 on the year, 121-116 to the Golden State Warriors. Rockets, third game of the West Coast road trip, always going to be tough. Warriors had lost six in a row coming into the game tonight. Draymond Green still suspended. Tonight was going to be tough sledding regardless of the circumstance. Golden State is just not a team that we've played well the last couple of years. Ackerman and Ryan Hollins noted that the Rockets have now lost 12 straight games to the Golden State Warriors. That's not good. So Rockets, again, dropped their record to 6-6. They're actually 0-5 on the season as well on the road. So they have yet to win on the road under new head coach Ime Udoka. We'll get to the box score breakdown. Jabari had a really good game tonight, 32 minutes, 7 of 13 from the field. He was only 1 of 5 from the three-point line, but he did have 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal, 2 assists. Dylan Brooks, another good game for him as well, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Şengün with another monster game tonight, 37 minutes, 13 of 23 from the field. He had 13 rebounds, including 7 offensive rebounds, 30 points. Fred VanVleet, not his greatest game, 3 of 13 from the field, including 1 of 8 from 3. He did have 14 assists. Now, Jalen Green ended up with 16 points tonight, but another subpar performance from him, especially defensively. And if you guys were watching the game tonight, He was benched in the fourth quarter. He was benched for Aaron Holiday off the bench, 28 minutes. He had a phenomenal game tonight. He had 13 points again in 28 minutes, 3 of 4 from the three-point line. He also had 4 rebounds, and he also had 4 steals. Incredibly, they had 4 steals tonight. Question, can we just get KPJ back and drop Jock Landale? I think it will be better. It's not going to happen. I think KPJ soured his position within the organization. I don't think the Rockets are going to want him back. But Angelito, you do bring up a great point. Jock Landale, 4 minutes tonight. He was a -7 when he was on the court. He sucks. Like, for lack of a better term, Jock Landale is awful for this Rockets team thus far. Do I think he's an awful player? No, I just don't. I think in his time that he was on the court so far for the Rockets this season, he's been terrible. Jalen in a slump. He needs to improve his defense. If his offense isn't working, that's a great point. Reggie Bullock getting minutes over Cam Whitmore. It's a great question. I think this is a great question, Mitchell, and I think it's easily answered by saying that he's a rookie and he's got to earn his minutes with Udoka, which I don't hate. But with what Bullock did on the floor tonight, he was on the floor for 8 minutes. He did have 4 rebounds, which is impressive, but no points. He was 0-2 from the three-point line. And very reminiscent to Garrison Matthews from last year. If Garrison Matthews wasn't hitting his three-point shot, he was useless. So I don't hate this take about Cam Whitmore. I would love to see Cam Whitmore getting some minutes. Tari Eason was hurt tonight. So Tari was injured for the game. It's not like he wasn't playing because Udoka decided not to play him. But it is important to know Tari Eason was hurt tonight. He didn't play, and he's important. He's important to this team. In a lot of ways. I mean, he brings that juice off the bench. Now, the Rockets signed Reggie Bullock to be that shooter off the bench. The Rockets tonight shot 13 of 41 for 31.7% from the three-point line. They missed 4 free throws. And then again, it's also important to note that this game was their third game in 4 days, West Coast road trip. Coming off, they're playing a back-to-back tonight after going toe-to-toe with the Lakers last night. And look, they played Golden State tough tonight. And I am not – anybody who's ever listened to the nearly 500 shows that we've done of this podcast will know that I'm not one for moral victories. I'm not one to sit behind this microphone and say, well, you know, they didn't win, but there's also you know, it's one of those situations that I liked what I saw tonight. And Jim brings up a good point. Ime showing it doesn't matter who you are. Bench Jalen tonight for good reason. Accountability. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, the last couple years, Steven Silas has let these guys get away with everything. I mean, who was it? Was it, I think it was this Şengün. Şengün was talking about accountability on this roster and with this team. It was either him or Jabari that there's now accountability. And these guys, they can't just go off script and do their own thing. Now, it would be different, going back to my previous comment, that it would be different if the Rockets were getting blown out every game and they were losing by 30 points under Ime. Then I would be hitting the panic button. Right now, I'm not hitting the panic button because – tonight, you're playing without Amen Thompson, who's a top five, you know, was your top five pick in the draft, barely played at all this year. And you're playing without Tari Eason, who's one of the four most important players for this roster, just because of the energy that he brings off the bench. Mitchell makes a great point. We need to go get Clint Capella. Yeah, we do. And it's, the Rockets are in such a weird, fun, awkward spot. And what I mean by that is, and I touched on this at the beginning of the year, that first of all, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, Jeff Green, and Aaron Holiday were all great finds by this front office. I'm not a Rafael Stone guy. I think those moves are predicated by Ime Udoka and Tillman Fertitta because they had to open up the piggy bank to go get those guys. Regardless, the Rockets front office hit on all four of those guys. Now, with all that being said, the roster is still awkwardly put together at spots because you have – now, let me finish this point, and then I'll get – Ryan, I'll get to your comment. But thank you all for participating so late. I know it's 11:30 here Central Time, so we appreciate you guys hanging out. Kiss of Death podcast episode 55. We'll go for another 10 minutes or so just because it's late and we got to get to work and – back-to-back West Coast games are never easy, but we're here after every game. You know, you have Landale up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Front, and I like the idea of Jock Landale, if that makes sense. I like the big man off the bench because it's needed. Because Şengün, I can't say enough good things about the guy. I'm not going to say that I was wrong about Şengün. I just needed to see more from Şengün, and he's doing it night after night. I mean, he's just going out there and dominating dudes, and it's so much fun to watch because he's still so young. And I'll give credit to Jeremy. Jeremy said it last night on the show. He's been on the train since day one. I just hopped on the train a couple weeks ago, but you know what? I'm happy to be here, and Şengün's your starting center moving forward. Now, we say that there's spots on this roster that need to be upgraded. And I don't know how necessarily we're going to do it yet. I don't know. I don't think they should do anything until they actually see what Amen Thompson is. Because Amen Thompson is another guy that, what is he? Is he a point guard? Is he a point forward? Like, where do you play him? Do you play him in? Because I don't think you can play Fred VanVleet, him, and Jalen Green together. We'll get to Jalen Green in a minute because, I mean, it may be, you know, he may have to have a come to Jesus meeting with Ime Udoka and staff because that's another story. But let me finish this point, is that the Rockets have got to upgrade that backup five spot because you saw it tonight, you know, second night of a back-to-back. Jeff Green played 14 minutes tonight. He was a minus 11. And you can tell, I mean, Jeff Green is 30, he's 34, I want to say. Jeff Green's 34 or 35. You can't ask him to be your every night backup five. It just doesn't work. Jabari Smith, not a five. You can't ask him to be a five. You can ask him to do it in spot minutes, but not consistently. Amen is flexible in four positions. See, that's not true. Only because, do I think he has the capability of being flexible in four positions? Yes. But the kid's a rookie, and he's played less than five games in the NBA. It's impossible to say this about Amen Thompson. It's simply, I'm not saying he can't eventually get to it. I'm saying it's impossible to say that now. Rim running, athletic big, plug in for pick and roll and rim protection. That's Clint Capella. And Clint Capella said it. It was either on a podcast or a TV show that he gave a comment on. He'd love to come back to Houston. The Rockets should figure out how to get that deal done because his salary and Victor Oladipo's salary match up perfectly. And I don't know, there's weird rules that I don't know everything about as it pertains to signing a guy in free agency and then immediately trading him by the deadline. Landale needs at this point to either be benched or he needs to be gone. And it makes sense. The contract that they gave him at the beginning of the year, if y'all remember, it's a 4-year, $32 million contract, but the only year that's guaranteed is year number one. So he's going to be gone regardless. Either they're going to trade him or they're going to bench him. And that's why at the beginning of the year, when we talked about this roster, I love Boban. Love Boban as a individual. I got to interview him, nicest guy in the world. But this is an example of when you give a roster spot to a guy like Boban, who's virtually unplayable. Like you couldn't have played him tonight because, I mean, they would destroy him, you know, coming down. They would just run Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Andrew Wiggins on a pick and roll and destroy him on the defensive end. So he's unplayable. So you're losing that roster spot. So you're going all in on the idea of Jock Landale being your backup five. It was a decent bet at the beginning of the year. I didn't hate it, but you left yourself thin up front. And a guy like Kai Jones, I would love Kai Jones. I'd rather have Clint Capella. Bring Capella back because he's exactly what you need, especially with a guy like a Fred VanVleet, who's a pass-first point guard more often than not. It's like when Capella was here with Harden and Chris Paul. Those were his best years, bar none. And I don't blame him for wanting to get out of Atlanta. I think Capella really liked it here. I think he liked the organization. I think when you have a guy like him, he's not a superstar, but he's still a good NBA player, and I would love him as the backup to Şengün. And that's where you look at this roster, and they're 6-6, and Dwight Howard is overseas somewhere. I love the idea of Howard like 6 years ago, but right now, no, I think there's better options out there. Nerlens Noel, I believe, is still a free agent. I would like to see Nerlens Noel become a Rocket, if at all possible, but we'll see. But to put a bow on tonight, the biggest development outside of the Rockets losing, going to 0-5 on the road, dropping the record to 6-6, is, yeah, Mitchell makes another good point. Capella's only 29 years old. He's still got some spring in those steps. Miles Turner, more expensive version of what I think the Rockets are looking for. But I don't hate Miles Turner. We've talked about Miles Turner, I feel like, for years on this show. So Miles Turner, I wouldn't hate. I don't think it's feasible. I think Clint Capella can be had for the right price. And that brings me to tonight. The biggest development is Jalen Green getting benched down the stretch. I don't think it's time to ring the alarm or the five-alarm fire buzzer on Jalen Green. I still think he's so young, and I still think he has time to develop. You know, and he's still, like, he's playing not nearly at his best, and he still put up decent numbers tonight. You know, he still scored 16 points tonight. Now, he was a minus 13 in those 23 minutes. He nearly shot 50% from the field. But the expectations for Jalen Green is to become a cornerstone piece for this team. And he's not there yet. He's not even close to there yet. And one of the byproducts of bringing in a guy, a defensive-minded guy like Ime Udoka, is if you don't play his style of basketball, you're not getting on the court. You just aren't. And it's not shocking if you're a basketball fan and you know certain things about certain dudes. Ime Udoka, look at this roster. Jayshon Tate played 21 minutes tonight, and Aaron Holiday played 28 minutes. Both of those guys are prime examples of not all the talent in the world, but they will do anything that their coach asks them to do, from what it looks like watching the game and watching their games. So I don't know that for a fact. I don't know if they're going in the locker room and being a bunch of a-holes. I doubt it, because Aaron Holiday is a journeyman and Jayshon Tate is making less than $10 million a year, which in the NBA right now is chump change. You know what I mean? But I love Jayshon Tate. I love Aaron Holiday. And those are two examples of Jayshon Tate was only a minus seven tonight, and Aaron Holiday was a plus eight. So you talk about both of those guys being on the court at the same time. Combined, they're a plus one. They're a net positive. Jalen Green was a double-digit negative tonight. Jalen Green has got to look into the mirror and have one of those come-to-Jesus meetings and say, look, I got to change my game a little bit. Watching the game tonight, he took too many bad shots, and I can pinpoint two situations. If you guys watched the game tonight, it was the four-point play with Curry where he just fouled him for no reason, and then he had another bad foul at the end of the quarter. Those were two bonehead plays at the end of the quarter that cost the Rockets, I want to say, a total of 6 points.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rockets lost by 5 tonight. So I'm not a guy that says you lose the game because of a certain guy in a certain situation. But, I mean, it's a team game. But if you take just those two plays from Jalen Green tonight, both at the end of the quarter, and I'll go back and look and I'll comment, I'll leave a tweet up at if you want to follow the Kiss of Death on Twitter, make sure to follow us at Rockets FFSN. I'll throw up a tweet tomorrow if this isn't the case. And I'll go back and look, but I'm pretty sure it was the four-point play, and then he gave up a bad foul, which cost us 2 points. So if that is true, 6 points, Rockets lose by 5. That's the difference in the game, points-wise. Not situational, but points-wise, you can look at those two examples and say, if those go differently, the Rockets could have had a better shot at winning tonight. Would you take DeAndre Ayton, a Bismack Biyombo, or Mo Bamba? No, not really. Ayton's too expensive. I mean, Clint Capella is the exact archetype of what I want. I'm looking up real quick before we wrap the show up on what, yeah, Capella makes, okay. So Capella is on a new deal. That's a lot of money. So this year he's on the books for $20.6 million, and next year at $22.2 million. So the Rockets would have to put something together that would look like you could get it done with a combination of a Victor Oladipo, Jayshon Tate, and probably a couple draft picks. Gun to my head, do I do that deal? Yes, I do. I absolutely do that deal, especially with the guys that the Rockets have at the small forward position. You know, for example, if you move off of a guy like Jayshon Tate, which it would be really hard to see Jayshon Tate traded because I'm a big Jayshon Tate guy. If you want to know about his story, go Google the Jayshon Tate story and how he got from playing ball in Australia to the U.S. It really is a remarkable story, and he's an incredible asset for this organization. But you just drafted a guy at number 20 in Cam Whitmore. So in that example, because that salary would work, Oladipo, Tate, and a couple draft picks, if you move that, let's just say for Clint Capella, and then you're inserting Cam Whitmore, that's you're upgrading your roster by bringing in a guy like Capella and giving more time to Cam Whitmore, which I think all Rockets fans want. But that's going to be all for tonight, guys. I got to get to work in the morning. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Good, solid crowd here on our platform, so we greatly appreciate that. We will be live next on Wednesday night, so we'll be able to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving on Wednesday after we play the Memphis Grizzlies. If you're on Twitter, Follow us at Rockets FFSN. Follow Jeremy at Jeremy Brenner. Follow me at Mike Brown underscore 2020. We'll have this show posted here in about half an hour. We will talk with you guys on Wednesday night. Have a great week. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.